Good morning, everyone. We begin in the Gulf. Do you have an idea for cleaning up that mess?
Sponges?
Here's the number you can call. There's actually a number at the BP call center. It's called the Joint Information Center. 281-366-5511. There are operators.
You just leave a voicemail?
Well, there are people standing by 24/7, fewer in the night than during the day, but they've taken thousands and thousands of offers. We're going to talk to somebody who's actually called that number. It's not hard to conclude, quite frankly, though, that things are getting chaotic down in the Gulf of Mexico, where from the beach to the surf to the ocean currents to the site of the oil gusher itself, there is a rush to fix, contain, clean up, and save by any means necessary. Here's Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
Just last week, we ran into a group of workers in Terrebonne Parish. They've been waiting for 3 days to get the green light to deploy boom. At the same time, we saw actual oil coming in the Timbalier and Terrebonne Bay area. That is unacceptable.
Deploying boom. Oil boom in this context doesn't mean what it used to, that's
yeah.
for sure. And whether it's surrounding the slick, capping the gusher, protecting the shorelands, this is a new kind of disaster requiring new, seemingly improvised solutions and technologies never used on this scale. In fact, BP spokesman John Curry told The Takeaway last week that their call center, that number I just repeated, had received 74,000 calls, 19,000 emails with recommendations for cleanup technology, everything from advice to services to equipment. Well, what does it take to get an idea through a bottleneck like that? And are some good ideas going by the wayside? We thought we'd talk to somebody who's had firsthand experience trying to get through that bottleneck. Connie Mixon is the CEO of the Micellex Corporation. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. How are you?
You're based in Atlanta, is that right?
Yeah, we're based in Gainesville, Georgia.
Okay. Yeah, you have developed technology used in the United States, Europe, Canada, and Asia to clean up oil spills. What's your technology, first off?
Our technology is Micellex manufactures spill products that are greater than 10 times more efficient and effective than traditional spill products that are currently being used in the Gulf. The products have been proven to protect and remediate especially marshes, grasslands, and sensitive estuaries.
All right, let's get down to the specifics, though. I mean, remediate and spill cleanup. I mean, are we talking about surrounding, and are we talking about dispersants? Are we talking about some sort
no.
of big vacuum cleaner?
We are talking about actual mat or boom product that has the ability to remove 98% oil and 2% water, whereas traditional products remove 5% oil and 95% water. So we have that sort of product. We also have vacuum recovery systems as well, where we can get the product from beneath the water, pump it through our product, and discharge
gotcha.
It back into the ocean at less than one part per million.
All right, so obviously you have a stake in the outcome here, but you believe that if BP used your boom technology, there'd be a lot more oil being picked up than is right now the case.
There is no question about that.
All right, so you gave them a call.
So we have gone through the traditional routes. During a crisis, it's in my opinion, a very poor time to start trying to vet technology because they are overwhelmed. And I think that it's extremely difficult for them to wade through the enormous amount of information that they're getting. Seriously, I think that the way that we've gone about it now, we've put all of our information out there, we've called them, we've emailed, we've done everything that everyone else has done. So we basically had to get creative and turn to strategic partners. So
What does that mean exactly?
Well, that means we've teamed up with a very large marine contractor down in the Gulf, and we've put them in touch with our Canadian distributor. Micellex has a Canadian distribution network that is actually experts in spill response with our products.
All right, so that sounds complicated and almost bureaucratic. You said that you believe that BP is overwhelmed, and in time of a crisis, that's certainly not a surprise. But how much of this comes from the reputation that the oil industry has of being kind of an old boys network, a sort of a closed system, that they have all the ideas and some sort of upstart like Micellex Corporation is not going to really get a day in court?
Well, actually, the large oil companies contract this activity out, and it's really, I would say that the old boy network, so to speak, more relies in the very large and entrenched spill response industry. That's a huge industry in the U.S.
So the spill response industry is worse than the oil industry in terms of resisting new technology, in your view?
Exactly. Most of the spill response companies are vertically integrated. They make their own boom products. They make their own pads that they use in spill response. So it really doesn't serve their bottom line to use more cost-effective and efficient products.
Well, you're giving us a great sort of portrait of exactly what the frustration is for companies like yourself and trying to sort through ideas. And again, BP has received 70,000 or more. Connie Mixon is the CEO of Micelix Corporation, a company that creates oil removal technology based in Gainesville, Georgia. Good luck, Connie.
Thank you very much.
Campbell Robertson is with us from the New York Times, based down. You just heard that conversation, right, Campbell?
Yes.
Do you get a sense that there is something of a technological bottleneck, whether we're talking about saving animals on the shore, dealing with the actual spill underneath the ground, or the kinds of things, the boom technology that Mixon was talking about there?
Well, I mean, there seems to be a bottleneck on every front, just because they're obviously the oil slick is spreading across such a huge area, and everybody's everybody around here is a stakeholder. I mean, you know, from the restaurants here in New Orleans, you know, all the way down, you know, to fishermen and shrimpers, and
that means everyone's got an idea, right?
Everyone's got an idea, and also everyone wants to see it stopped, you know, and you've got a small group of people in charge. And so everybody's waiting to hear from them.
Well, it's a system sort of tailor-made to slow things down, that's for sure. Finally, before
right.
we go, there's some discussion from BP that maybe there's a lot more oil down there, they finally admitted, than what they've been able to cap or siphon. What's the latest on that?
Well, I mean, there's a team that the federal authorities put together to study that exact thing, and they're supposed to have their conclusions sometime this week. I mean, I don't think they're ever going to get an exact number, but they can get a pretty good estimate.
But BP,
better than what they've worked on.
BP at least tacitly seems to be saying that yes, the spill is still continuing.
It's definitely. I mean, it's still gushing down there.
All right, Campbell Robertson from our partner. Where are you exactly, Campbell?
New Orleans.
Campbell Robertson in New Orleans, covering all aspects, and there are three at least war fronts in this disaster in the Gulf. He's a reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.